Welcome to this special edition of the HealthLinks podcast. I'm your host, DJ Thatcher, and we are at the HealthLinks Best in Health Charleston celebration at the Hotel Indigo in Mount Pleasant. And in this episode, we'll be interviewing some of the award recipients to learn their secret to why they were voted as best in health in their category. So stay tuned. Well, we're here with Dr. Leslie Wilkie from Low Country Lung and Critical Care, an award recipient. So, Dr. Wilkie, welcome and congratulations. What's the secret recipe behind your success, would you say?
Oh, wow. I think it's just basically taking care of your patients and doing right by them and making for sure that everybody can be happy and healthy.
Sure. Now, we hear about lung or pulmonary and critical care. What are the primary types of cases that you deal with on a day-to-day basis that the public may not be aware of?
Sure. So we treat COPD, asthma, lung cancer. We diagnose it. We treat interstitial lung diseases, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. Kind of our bread and butter is also chronic cough, which is kind of an interesting thing to think of, that a pulmonologist office would just see a lot of chronic cough, but there's a lot of different causes and we can come up with other reasons for that cough.
Definitely, we say cough, that's something we all deal with, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of asthma down here in the Low Country, and so I'm happy to take care of everybody and get them back to where they don't have to have any steroids and they don't have any exacerbations, ED visits, and just happier and healthier.
Why did your patients vote for you to receive an award? What do you think?
Oh gosh, I have no idea, but I thank them so much.
Well, you're humble. Dr. Wilkie, thank you so much. Enjoy. Hey, we're here with Dr. Dorothy Baker, DMD of Somerville Pediatric Dentistry and Orthodontics. And Dr. Baker, congratulations on being a Best in Health Award recipient.
Thank you so much. I'm honored. I was honored to be voted Best Pediatric Dentist, so I'm super excited to be here. And thank you so much for having this wonderful event tonight. So.
Now, real quick, you're a DMD. I know there are DDSs. A lot of the public's not quite sure what those initials stand for. Please tell us.
One is Doctor of Dental Surgery, and one is Doctor of Dental Medicine, and it's strictly where you're located in the country. So DMD is the best because it's from the South. So we're better doctors, but just don't tell them I said that.
There you go. Now, for many reasons, I'm sure people are voting for you. What do you think is the main reason that your patients love you so much and they voted for you to receive this honor?
I've been in the Low Country for 20 years. I'm from Ladson. We started from the ground up during the recession back in 2008. I was the only dentist in Somerville, or pediatric dentist in Somerville. And so I have patients now that have gotten married and having their own children. So I'm sort of to that middle age, maybe, you know, but age is just a number. But anyway, so it's been a really a labor of love working in the community and being able to see my patients grow and being involved, and it's been very rewarding. We have a super fun office. We have a sort of a Cypress Gardens theme, sort of a Disney theme.
Nice.
So that's been a lot of fun, and yeah, it's a great career. It's a wonderful career, so I'm blessed to be in it.
So being in pediatric dentistry, what age do you start to like kick people out to the adult dentist then? I'm sure that's probably hard to do.
We actually have an adult dentist now, so that when kids need restorative work as a teenager or a young adult, might need an implant, might need some fillings, they're not quite ready to go, then they'll stay in the office. So, you know, until they feel like they're too grown up. But they all still leave with a lollipop and a sticker, even if they're in college. So.
Hey, I like those. I like those.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Dr. Dorothy Baker, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, here we are with our next award recipient, Erica Lindquist from Low Country Yoga. Erica, congratulations on the award.
Thank you. We're so excited.
So tell us a little bit about Low Country Yoga. We know a lot of people see yoga, they've heard of it. What makes you different?
What makes us different? So Low Country Yoga, we have actually two locations. We have one in Mount Pleasant, right across from Costco, and then one in Nexton. What makes us different is I think we're just kind of like home. Like we have a living room in the front, and the whole vibe of everything that we do is that you come in, you practice with us. I was just talking to a doctor who's like, I can't touch my toes. And the fact is that yoga is still for the guy that can't touch his toes, right? It's for you, right? It's like, it's movement for everyone. It's stretching, it's strengthening, it's relaxing, it's energizing. It really is just a home where you find what you need, and quite frankly, you end up finding the friends that you never knew you wanted. Like, they're just there. It is your community, and it's the most incredible, magical place in the world.
You make it sounds so fun. What are some of the true health benefits of yoga, though? I know there are many.
I'm going to go straight to the mental health piece of it, you know, because we live in such a fast-paced, go world, and like we were just talking about traffic, you know, and people getting stuck behind and everything else, and we're always caught in something, right? And your yoga practice, quite frankly, whether that's in a studio or out, is a time and a space just for you to slow down, to process, to do whatever you need to do, to kind of fully go inward. And that is the number one health benefit. Just keep moving.
All right. I'm sold. All right. Erica Lindquist, Low Country Yoga. Thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you so much. This was great. Bye.
We are here with a very vibrant group from Mount Pleasant Gardens, and I'll let them introduce themselves and what they do. Congratulations, though, on being a Best in Health Award recipient.
Thank you so much. This is our fifth year with this award, and we are just so honored to be chosen and to receive this, you know, for memory care. We are a very vibrant group, as you can see. We don't look at memory care in the same way other people do. We are really adventurous with what we do with our residents. We are a team that really spends a lot of time making sure everything we do has high quality and that we're taking the best care of our residents, you know, that we possibly can. So we've been together almost more than 5 years, all of us, and wow. You know, and that really makes the consistency unique, and we love what we do. We are passionate about it and mission driven.
We could tell just by watching you. So for any of you, what's your favorite adventure? What's the favorite thing you've been doing with your residents there?
Oh, today.
What happened?
We let a resident teach a tap dancing class.
Oh, wow.
I got to learn to tap dance, and I learned that I don't know how to do that.
It's kind of a lost skill, isn't it?
It is, but you know what? We had fun, and she had like 25 of us going, and she ran the class. So it's fun every day. I have 10 boyfriends. Well, no, now 15.
Probably more.
Yeah, I got. So I come every morning to give them breakfast, and they're all of us. We all come. They work late at night. Renee and I come in the morning, and Jennifer, and it's fun. Like, that's my favorite part.
Terrific. Well, congratulations once again. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you. Wonderful.
We're honored to be joined by three physicians from Charleston Oncology. Doctors, welcome and congratulations on being awarded a Best in Health. What is your secret recipe for being voted by your patients for this award?
Well, it's a real honor. Frankly, it came out of nowhere for us. It's truly humbling, you know, to be chosen by the people you're caring for every day. We don't ask for that. There are many things we need. You know, we need a compliant patient. We need a motivated patient. But beyond that, it's the team of our practice that we obviously are making people happy, and that's what we aim to do.
Terrific. It can be a challenging specialty, obviously, and I'm sure that not only the medical care, but probably your compassion plays a big role in this too. Is that correct?
I agree, and to echo some of George's sentiments, one of the things we've been able to assemble a great team, and it's a great team of physicians, but it's all the way down from the people at the front desk, and it requires compassion in every step of the process. We've got great mid-levels and APPs, nursing staff, and MAs that all put the patient first, and that's the most important thing, and that's how you're going to be successful at anything, is when you put the patient first.
And of course, you've been honored in the past for different awards as well. So this is nothing new. And anything else you want to say to the folks watching?
Well, we practice evidence-based medicine, and we participate heavily in clinical studies, clinical research, and I think that also helps keep us up to date and bring the best treatments to our patients that are available.
Absolutely, with all the changes taking place in oncology in particular. So. Well, gentlemen, congratulations once again.
Thank you very much. We'd like to thank our patients as well.
Well, we've corralled the group from Women's Health Partners and Dr. Erin Perry, who is this year's Best in Health Award recipient. Team, congratulations. Dr. Perry, what separates you from everyone else that you've received an award?
I think what separates us is our personalization of patient care. You know, each patient that comes in, we listen to all of their complaints and we take all their complaints seriously. And I think that's what separates us. There's never anybody that's left on the side. There's no one ignored. And I think that speaks volumes for us and for our practice. So that's what I'm most proud of.
We got it. Well, when it comes to women's health, describe the full array of services that you offer at Women's Health Partners.
Of course. So we're a general OBGYN practice in Somerville, South Carolina. We have two offices, one on Springview Lane near Somerville Medical Center. Then we also have one in Nexton, in a new Nexton Medical Office building. And we offer general OBGYN. We deliver babies. We love to do that, and we do that at Somerville Medical Center. And, of course, we do GYN surgery as well. We specialize in fibroid, endometriosis, pelvic pain, things like that, and we do it well. So at our Springview office, we have the different physicians. So Dr. Beth Cook is here.
So nice to meet you.
She was. She's been in the practice for 15 years?
A long time.
We'll leave it at that. Dr. Cook mentioned as you were walking in that you're taking turns being awesome each year. It's so true, isn't it?
It's so true.
And you've got a great-looking staff here, too, right?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. This is Dr. Whitney Summers.
Hi, Dr. Summers. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
She just started with us in November and has blended in fantastically, and patients love her, and it's fantastic.
Well, Women's Health Partners, congratulations, and thank you for coming.
Thanks so much.
Hey, we're here with Joe Bettle from Carolina PT and Sports Medicine, our next award recipient. Hey, congratulations on receiving the Best in Health Award, Joe.
Appreciate that. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, there are a lot of physical therapists, a lot of sports medicine people around. Why are people voting for you to receive a recognition?
I just think we have a great practice. We have a great team. We really care about our patients, and I think that shows. We treat all different kinds of injuries, orthopedic surgeries. We have an aquasizer, vestibular health, a little bit of everything, and I think we make a great environment for patients to come in and really get better.
Terrific. Where are your locations? Where are you?
We're located in Mount Pleasant. We're across from the Oakland Shopping Center. Mm-hmm. And then we're on Rivers in North Charleston as well, where the Crunch Fitness is over there.
So no excuse. People can get to you in either place. How long have you been around? And why did you get into this whole line of work anyhow? I mean, you're in shape, so obviously you're a great model for this. But what's your story?
Appreciate that. I just moved to Charleston in July, about an hour from Philadelphia, Reading, PA. And I got into this field originally because I hurt my back playing basketball in high school and college. And I always wanted to find a way that I could help people and combine fitness and health. And physical therapy was just my fit. It worked out well, and I love what I do.
We're great to have you here in the Lowcountry, and congratulations.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
All right, cool. Here we are with Dr. Stuart Markowitz from the Charleston Men's Clinic, another Best in Health Award recipient. Dr. Markowitz, congratulations on the award. Why are your patients' awards? Tell us about them.
We got the Best Men's Clinic Award, the Best Regenerative Medicine Award, and the Best Weight Management Program.
Congratulations on that. Now, men are tough. We know that. So for any men who are watching, yes. Well, why should they come to the men's clinic?
To improve the quality of their life, to optimize their health.
What are the main issues we're seeing with men's health in particular?
Well, we focus on sexual health, on hormonal health, on testosterone, on ED, on weight loss, body sculpting, aesthetics, and then we also, I'm a specialist in internal medicine, so I also do a lot of, part of our practice is, it's a concierge practice, so I treat men's high blood pressure, their lipids, their sugar, you know, the whole gamut of all the medical problems that lead to the health problems. So it's really a total clinic.
Terrific. Well, we're so fortunate to have you here in the Lowcountry. And once again, congratulations on the awards.
Boy, thank you.
Dr. Stuart Markowitz from Charleston Men's Clinic. Well, we're joined by some cardiac specialists from Trident Medical Center. We've got Dr. James Benner, a heart surgeon, and Dr. Michael Craig, interventional cardiologist. A gentleman, welcome, and congratulations on the award.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So now, heart disease is the number one disease that we see. I mean, running rampant throughout the country. What separates both the cardiac surgery and cardiology at Trident Medical Center?
it's hard to separate it. I mean, we're kind of one unit just because we really co-manage the patients, and everybody's so invested in the care of them and the success of them. You know, now they do the pre-op and post-op assistant care. I do the surgical care. But yeah, it's you really can't separate. It's like fingers of a hand.
I guess I should ask it this way. What separates you from others, perhaps, and why you are award recipients? What would you say?
Yeah, I mean, I think, as everybody would say, it's really the team, right? So, you know, we get all the credit, but we should, you know, take the blame and divvy out the credit. And, you know, cardiac disease has changed a lot over the last 20 or 30 years. You know, the old days, if you have a small heart attack, you get a stent, you go home or over. And so what, you know, Dr. Benner and I spend a lot of time doing is really taking care of people with advanced heart disease. And I think we're blessed at Trident that we have the infrastructure to do that.
What are some of the new treatments on the horizon that you're dealing with?
I mean, it's just the ability to do sicker and sicker patients. The people that I do now that I would have seen 25 years ago, we would have never operated on. Now with assist device, the assistance of specifically heart failure doctors, it really allows us to manage sicker and sicker patients and get them to survive. Where, you know, you would have a higher mortality 20 years ago, I mean, now we have a zero mortality. So it's definitely the level of care is so much better and so much, it's just a better experience.
Well, Dr. Benner, Dr. Craig, thank you so much. Congratulations on the award, and thank you for serving everyone here in the Lowcountry.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Look, we got a fan club back
here. That's our team.
Oh, man, we should have had them on camera.
Come on.
Well, we're joined by the husband and wife team of Lauren and Ian of the Spoken Word Children's Therapy, and congratulations on being an award recipient.
Thank you.
Thank you,
DJ. We're very excited.
Appreciate it.
So tell us a bit about the Spoken Words Children's Therapy and what you do.
Yeah, we do all speech and occupational therapy for kids in their natural environment. So we go to their homes, their daycares, we go to some charter schools in the area, and we love what we do. We love working with children.
So what are some of the major issues that you see with children, and why should people reach out to you?
Yeah, so there can be developmental delays, delayed speech, delayed fine motor skills. We see kids with Down syndrome, with autism spectrum disorders. We see kids with cerebral palsy. So lots of different delays and disorders that we work with.
What is the youngest age child that you might treat?
3 or 4 months, because we work on feeding and swallowing skills. So, yeah, so we see them pretty young. Yeah.
So I imagine you're loved by your patients, the families, and so forth. What do you think? What is it that made people vote for you for this award?
Yeah, I think we just, you know, have a great relationship with our families. And, you know, we come and we're like a part of their family, and we're helping them, you know, with their daily lives with their child. So, yeah, I think that's really important.
Well, terrific. Thank you for what you do and what you provide. So, Lauren and Eden from the Spoken Word Children's Therapy, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
DJ, appreciate it.
Hey, we're joined by Katie Unsworn, an occupational therapist with Spoken Word Children's Therapy. Katie, congratulations on being honored with an award.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So tell us a bit about the types of patients that you take care of.
So I'm an early intervention. I work in home health with kids with special needs and delays. So it's primarily a lot of kids with autism, delays, premature babies, kids with Down syndrome, and so on, and a lot more complex diagnoses.
I bet it's refreshing for the families and also for the children to be able to stay at home and not go to a clinic or something like that. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. It's a lot more intimate, which makes it a lot more personal, which is a nice touch, and it helps the families feel more supported in a way.
So how did you get into this this type of profession?
So I just had a big passion for working with children. So it fell into my lap, and it's been a great fit ever since.
It's always interesting to ask award recipients, you know, why people would vote for them. What do you think? Why do people vote for you to receive an honor?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm not sure. I feel like I always try to make a great connection with the people I work with, and I think that's probably played a big role in it.
Well, we can see the passion you have for it. So, well, Katie, congratulations. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We are joined by Dr. Leslie Davidson from Davidson Dermatology. And Dr. Davidson, congratulations on receiving a Best in Health Award. Several, I believe.
I'm very excited. Yes, thank you.
So tell us, first of all, the type of practice that you have, what you specialize in.
Okay, my practice is a small dermatology practice in Mount Pleasant. I am the only physician, and then I have two wonderful PAs, Lauren Bostwick and Ellen Madison. And we provide primary dermatology care, medical care, certainly, and we enjoy that. But we also do a variety of cosmetic services. We use filler and neurotoxin, which is Botox and other related things. And we have a multitude of laser treatments for redness and brown spots and skin aging. And we have a really, really great team and a good time doing it.
Well, as we make this podcast, it's now almost April 1st in the Lowcountry, and we're getting outside more. What are some things that people should be watching for, and why should they get a dermatology checkup?
Okay, great question. Well, obviously, the sun is about to shine in its full glory, and so we should all be wearing sunscreen, especially during the peak hours. But there's a lot of other things you can do to take care of your skin in the beautiful sunny weather. You should wear an antioxidant in the morning and use some sort of retinoid at night to reduce your skin aging. But also, just if you get any kind of a spot that won't heal, or anything that you didn't used to have on your skin that you're worried about, if it's there for more than 4 to 6 weeks, you ought to get a dermatologist to look at, because we see a ton of skin cancer and it's pretty easy to take care of in the early stages.
Well, great advice. Well, Dr. Davidson, congratulations once again.
Thank you so much.
And we're joined by Charleston Wound Care, Dr. Chris Michalis, and his wife, Heather. And congratulations on receiving a Best in Health Award.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So tell us about Charleston Wound Care.
So we opened Charleston Wound Care 4 years ago, almost to the day. And we have three locations, Mount Pleasant, Nexton, and West Ashley. And it's grown rapidly in that amount of time. And we just have a passion for taking care of the patients in Mount Pleasant, a great need in this area, implementing advanced wound care in this area.
Tell us more about wound care. I know a lot of people might think of like a diabetic foot ulcer or something, but it goes well beyond that, doesn't it?
We do a lot of diabetic wounds, vascular wounds, but also a lot of cosmetic, traumatic wounds. We deal with a lot of post-surgical wounds as well. And basically, our job is to prevent complications that would result from even very basic incisions from a surgery, and to provide a atmosphere that is, you know, very pleasant and give you a really positive experience altogether.
Now, Chris, of course, is the physician, but Heather, we know that you probably really run the place, don't you? So what is your role?
I am the office manager.
Yeah, so. I thought so. And you're serving all these three areas, and I'm sure it's growing rapidly as the word gets out. So why did your patients vote for you to receive an award? What do you think?
I think it's because, for one, we have a staff that really pours into our patients, and we really do care about the health of our patients and that their well-being, and that our patients definitely have a sense that we are pouring into them and that we're trying to build them up and that we are achieving great results in that process. So I think all in all, it is a very positive patient experience for them, and they want to come back, they want to refer their family members, and it's made the practice grow.
Terrific. Well, congratulations once again, Charleston Wound Care. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us. Remember, our podcasts are also video-based, and so you can log in and not only hear our guests, but of course see some of the pictures and video that go along with the subject as well. I'm DJ Thatcher. Thank you for joining.